The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
It's like people always talk about college football and about recruiting, Steve. It never ends. It's every day. It's the most important thing that you do is recruiting. There's nothing that tops it, and it's every day, and there's never a time in the season where you go, well, it's just not that relevant right now. Mm-hmm. It's the same way with seed.
Oh!
Same way with Trevor. Seed's the most important thing you do. Seed's the number one
thing.
That's
recruiting.
That's seed right there. So that's why Trevor's never stopping. That's why right now the focus. I know harvest will be done within a week. We're good. We're in the bank, right? No. What's our seed next year? What's our next year's seed?
So they just don't take a few months off?
No.
Not Trevor?
Trevor takes no time off. Trevor says he takes Christmas morning off with his kids, and that's it.
So you think
he's back in the office in the afternoon.
You think winter months they'd shut it down?
No, not Trevor. Nope. Same way. Number one thing, seed, and then what's the next thing? Crop protection.
Mm-hmm.
Crop protection, right out of Holdridge.
Seed development,
yes.
Too?
Yes.
They're developing new seeds?
New seed, yeah. Trevor's part of that.
Does he have some science background? I imagine
big,
he does.
Big science background. So he's constantly having input to that.
Does he go into
he's
the
got,
lab?
Yeah, he's got beakers, and he's
I love
got
that word, beakers.
Yes, he's got beakers, and he has
you don't see beakers enough.
You don't see many beakers, and he has some in his basement.
What are some of the other tools that you would use?
Yeah.
I just forgot the term beaker until
a
right
Brunson
now.
Thank burner.
You. Yes.
A Bunsen burner?
I think it's Bunsen, right?
Bunsen, yeah. Bunsen.
He's got a Bunsen burner and beakers in his basement. Burners and
what are you doing down there, Dad? What do you think?
What do you think? Seed.
I'm developing new
when
seed.
When in doubt, seed. Thanks to Bex. Saw this for the upcoming weekend. There's a decent chance, I think, both Bama and Georgia lose this weekend. Bama heads to Tennessee. Yeah. They are a 3-point favorite at Tennessee. Yeah. Georgia, of course, goes to number one Texas as a 3.5-point underdog. What happens if both of the giants of the SEC go down in the same weekend? Both have two losses.
There's a lot of things that happen. One, I mean, you're on call heavily right now if you're Georgia, because you have a loss. Once it goes to two losses, you're now, it's like, oh, they're still okay. Well, they're still definitely so very relevant.
Yeah.
Very relevant. But my point is, you have two losses in the SEC. There's a chance you don't make the championship game. Now it's up to a lot of different things going on. A lot of different stuff going on. So that's it's a scary time.
Mega weekend.
Yeah, mega weekend. It really is. And then
Georgia, Texas at 6:30.
Can you imagine this one? What it'd be like? Pick the game you'd rather be at, Steve. Would you pick Georgia at Texas, or would you pick Alabama at Tennessee?
God, that's a toss up.
I would pick Alabama at Tennessee because Neyland Stadium would be it. That's it's more crazy. Rocky Top. It is. It's as bonkers as you can get.
I think they've had 15 straight sellouts with Heupel. Yeah.
And
Heupel
can hang his hat on that. That place is nuts.
What would you choose, Sip? Which game?
I would choose Rocky Top.
I would
because
go
it's not because the traffic in Austin would be almost unbearable.
The traffic. Why? Because the traffic.
The game would be great, but
I bet you an Uber ride in Austin. I bet you just to get anywhere, $300.
Yeah.
I bet. I would love to do that.
Just
I would
walk as far.
I would love to see what an Uber cost anywhere in Austin.
Yeah, I'm not.
But
doing that.
Oh man, talk about a couple of
monster
games. Because for both of them, Tennessee and Alabama, it's close to an elimination game. It's close to it.
And think about
it's
that.
Close to elimination. Just think about that, right? It's close to an elimination game. I just, if I had to choose, I'm taking Alabama, and then I have a hard time pushing back against the wall, Georgia. Ooh, that's going to be tough for them to...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To be able to lose that game. I think Georgia wins that one, and I think that Alabama wins. I think just the opposite. I think they both win instead of both
let's
lose.
See what Georgia has after that. Okay, they go to Texas, then they play Florida in Jacksonville, which they call the world's largest cocktail party. They still got to go to Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's
good
real.
God. Tennessee at home.
Jeez.
They got, strangely, UMass in November.
A good UMass team.
One win. Georgia Tech, and then the SEC championship game. So basically, they got to deal with Ole Miss and Tennessee still.
Shouldn't there be a bonus bowl at the end of the season for all the one win teams to play each other in a bowl game? I'd love to see UMass UTEP. I'd love to watch it. Give them one more game.
One of us.
I'm one of one. Crowds will be. When I was at LSU, we played at Texas, and it was nuts. I'm telling you right now, it's
Jake's been there.
Yeah, it's
I've been to Texas.
It's pretty incredible.
Threw
it at him.
Alabama still has. Well, they go to Tennessee. Then they got to go to at LSU, at Oklahoma, Auburn. It lightens up for those teams a little bit.
Georgia having to go to Ole Miss, because that's another elimination game. This is interesting can I talk playoffs real quick?
Quickly.
Please.
Quickly. Quick research on that. With that, I think there's 11 undefeated teams. Is that right?
Ooh,
I think there's 11 undefeated. Maybe I'm off on that. But there's 25 plus with one loss.
Okay.
They're all in it. And 25 plus with two losses.
So they're all in it.
There's
70 teams.
There's 65 teams, roughly, alive.
Alive. That's
they're
good.
Alive. If you have two losses, you're clearly alive. Yeah. Some teams, like a West Virginia, they're still alive. Yeah. You know why? They only have one loss in the conference.
Yeah.
If they win the conference, they have automatic bid.
Yep.
That's the difference. If you can win your conference, it's an automatic bid.
That's an improvement.
Yeah.
I'm seeing 10 ranked teams that are undefeated. Maybe there's an unranked one.
Oh, yeah. Is Liberty? Liberty's undefeated, I believe, and probably not ranked.
I don't know.
Probably got it. It's probably 11.
Okay.
But just think about that. Right now, there's 60-plus teams alive. 60-plus teams alive.
They'd put Nebraska in that category.
They're both in it. Okay, whatever happens in that game, something's unfortunate, which I don't think will happen. Nebraska loses, which I'm still taking the Huskers by 4.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still alive. Two losses, it's like, no. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's tough sledding. I got to go to
trouble.
But if you go to Ohio State and beat them, you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
So you have hope. Anytime you have hope going to practice, and there's 60-some teams right now that have hope, that will... With 3 weeks left in the season, there'll still be 38 teams alive.
Yep.
Go ahead, Jake. Jake was on his phone. I saw something going on.
NextEgg. What is that, NextEgg?
It's a company. It's an advertiser for a station.
Yes.
That's what it is.
You got one of those, Steve.
You have one.
Yes, you've worn it.
You have. Yeah.
You've worn it to the, you've worn it on the show.
I've seen that one before.
Within the last 2 weeks.
You do have that.
Yes. Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
But again, Bama 3-point favorite, and Texas is a 3.5-point favorite against Georgia. So Bill's picking both Bama and Georgia to win. But they both easily could fall this weekend.
Jeez, I'm not picking Georgia. I would love to. I hate picking against Kirby, but I just don't see that.
Back against the wall. Yeah. I just think they have enough players. And Beck can throw it. He threw for 480 or 490 last week. So, and they have enough players. It'd be a tough win. But just imagine if Georgia's sitting at two losses right now. I want you to think about that.
I am thinking about it because I don't like it.
Now, it's potential.
That's your point.
But when you look at their schedule.
Kirby and Jimbo.
Think of they lost to. They lost to Alabama at home. It wasn't like, oh, boy, that's a bad one.
I know.
They lost to Alabama. Then they have to go to Texas. They have to go to Ole Miss. That's incredible.
Whereas Bama has lost to Vanderbilt, almost lost at home to South Carolina. Tennessee was like, all right, let's get this big win again.
Yeah, that huge loss, if they would have went back-to-back, lost to Vandy, lost to South Carolina, that would have been epic football.
It's not fair, but if Alabama loses to Tennessee, those Alabama fans will be all over DeBoer. Yeah. They will. It's not fair, but they will.
They know what to expect. They expect zero losses,
right.
0-1 per year.
If you lose to Vandy,
they lost to Vanderbilt. Yeah, they're already pissed at him.
If you lose to Vandy, you're already kind of like, oh, I wonder about this guy.
What happened to this guy? 40 points at Vandy? Come on, man. When we come back, Rick Heyman's song of the day next in early break in the ticket.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.